some of the things that, you know, you look at his assists and he only ends up with, what, 4 or 5 assists, but he should have about 10 to 15 of them with some of the passes that that he throws that get bobbled up. But, you know, he just is so quick with the passes, and he gets them down there with such velocity that sometimes our guys have a hard time reacting to his reactions with the pass. But, you know, two guys, Brad 30 points tonight, Reese 31 points the other night. It just, how dangerous of a team are we, where you can have any guy go off for 30 either, you know, any night.
Well, and Brad was doing it all over the court. He got that 3 to start the game. And you know, when you know Brad as well as I do, when that first shot goes, he gets that confidence, and you could see it.
Yeah, he does. And we were just talking at halftime here, the coaches, about how adding that 3-point shot to his repertoire of tricks that he has, because you know, last year he played a lot down low and didn't shoot that ball a lot last year, but he took his share of them this year, and he's an excellent shooter when he gets going.
And again, Jared Ness with another great game. He stepped it up against Escanaba, and he's a senior. He said in the postgame show the other night he doesn't want to go home, and obviously he didn't. He also had a complete game for you.
Yeah, heck of a game for him. We've been so fortunate with the guys that we have on our team, whether it be Jared Ness or Braden Lamberg or Carson Shea, any of those guys, we've been so fortunate to have step up and be kind of be that fourth option, which you really need going into playoffs. I mean, everyone knows what Brad, Reese, and Rudy can do, and to have that fourth option out there, that really makes us, I think, very dangerous.
So the Boyne City Ramblers come up on Friday. They were in a battle with the Sioux, and then they pulled it out, pulled away, I should say, in the fourth quarter. So I know you've been you don't overlook anybody, but you have obviously had to, with only one practice, look at the Ramblers. What do you expect out of them Friday?
You know, it seems like they don't engage in high-scoring battles for their games. I see they like to play a lot of zone, 2-3 zone. So it'll be interesting to see what they come out, you know, at us with. I think we're a pretty hard squad to defend with a zone defense. But you know, if that's something they've been doing all year, you know, I got to prepare for it, and we'll have a game plan in place and be ready to go on Friday.
And it's a quick turnaround, isn't it? Only one this tournament run, you get one practice, and that's all you get.
It is. It's tough for the kids because you know, you don't want to poo-poo the practice and not have them go hard and do some serious drills, but at the same token, they're coming off of a hard-fought game, and they have to be prepared and have their legs underneath them for Friday. So we try to do about half and half. Our practices run about an hour and a half to an hour and 40 minutes, and at this time of year, and we try to do a discussion of what we're going to do, and I try to get them some good conditioning in for 45 minutes.
And good food.
Yes.
Hey? Eh?
Yes.
That's working.
Yes.
You gotta get those subs.
I gotta get some more subs on Friday for those kids.
All right, Quiggs, we'll see you. It's gonna be good to be home after playing two road games.
Absolutely. What a fun atmosphere it's gonna be. So thanks for having me, Jack.
All right, and thanks for doing this. Dane Quigley, everybody, the coach of the Braves, here at our postgame show as Gladstone gets the victory 73-53 over on Eagle 107.3 right now. Bark River Harris is clinging to a 1-point lead in the final seconds of overtime against the North Central Jets. What a war that game is, 68-67. I have not heard how Rapid River is doing against Munising. We'll have all those scores for you at our website, rrnsports.com, tonight. Thanking Nate Belleville for doing the videos for us, Brenda Crow for doing the pictures, and Mikey D for being on the air with us. Our final score tonight, and we'll see you Friday. It was 73 for the Braves, 53 for the Flivers, and 69-69 now, North Central and Bark River. So turn on over to 107.3 and listen to the end of that one. From Kingsford, Jack Hall saying so long, everybody.